This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd, reporting from Washington. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is again calling for the military to come over to his side, even as the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, proposes to hold early elections that could potentially oust his challenger. We get details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro told thousands at a Saturday rally that he is the fairly elected leader of the country and wants the pro-government Constitutional Assembly to back his early election plan. But National Assembly President Juan Guaido, who President Trump has recognized as the country's leader, held his own rally for thousands where he vowed to step up his opposition movement and urged military leaders to defect to his side. One Air Force general did defect on Saturday. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin announced in a televised address Saturday that Russia is suspending its participation in the Cold War-era Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. AP's Karen Chamas reports the move comes after the United States made a similar announcement on Friday.
"We will respond quid pro quo," Putin said. "Our American partners have announced they were suspending their participation in the treaty, and we will do the same. They have announced they will conduct research and development, and we will act accordingly." President Trump had earlier accused Russia of violating the treaty by developing banned missiles. Moscow has strongly denied any breaches and accused Washington of making false accusations in order to justify its pullout. Trump said in a statement that the U.S. will move forward with developing its own military response options to Russia's deployment of banned cruise missiles that could target Western Europe. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Virginia's governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, says he is not one of two men in a racially inflammatory photograph that appeared on his yearbook page from medical school. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Northam has vowed not to resign in the wake of the controversy.
"It is definitely not me."
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says there's no way he's the person dressed as a Ku Klux Klansman in the photo.
"Absolutely not."
Or the person in blackface. And he's certain of it because he says he made other memorable mistakes during that period.
"I did participate in a dance contest in San Antonio in which I darkened my face as part of a Michael Jackson costume."
He says he regrets not realizing at the time how offensive that might be. But he says he wants to earn Virginians' forgiveness and he will not heed calls to resign.
"I cannot in good conscience choose the path that would be easier for me in an effort to duck my responsibility to reconcile."
I'm Ben Thomas.
French police officers and yellow vest protesters clashed across France on Saturday as demonstrations entered a 12th weekend of action. Police in Paris used water cannon to disperse protesters gathered at the Place de la République, while in Nantes, tear gas was fired and protesters were arrested. Protesters were also demonstrating in solidarity with those injured by police tactics during demonstrations. Police have used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and flashbang rounds to disperse demonstrators. The protests, named after the fluorescent jackets that French motorists are required to carry in their cars, began in mid-November over plans to raise fuel taxes. They then developed into a broader revolt against the government that mobilized tens of thousands of demonstrators nationwide every Saturday. Belgium has agreed to take in former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo after his shock acquittal at the International Criminal Court. Gbagbo must remain in Belgium and is not allowed to contact any witnesses from his case or speak publicly about the case. Gbagbo and his co-defendant were acquitted of crimes against humanity on January 15th, but the ICC refused to release them until a host country was found. The New England Patriots will seek their sixth Super Bowl title when they take on the Los Angeles Rams in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta on Sunday. AP correspondent Mark Myers reports.
Super Bowl 53 is being played 17 years to the day that Tom Brady and the Patriots won their first championship, beating the then St. Louis Rams to begin the New England dynasty. Brady's 5-3 in his 8 Super Bowls with a record 18 touchdown passes. Heading into the game, New England is certainly the more experienced team. 38 players on the Pats roster have appeared in a Super Bowl.
I'm David Byrd.